Mark 12:26, Jesus is speaking, and he said, "And as touching the dead, that they rise, have ye not read in the book of Moses, how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob?" In this text, Jesus is referring to the account of the burning bush when God first spoke to Moses about leading the children of Israel out of Egypt. Jesus referred to the book of Moses. When this event happened around 1530 BC, there was no Bible. Moses hadn't begun editing or writing yet. The account of the burning bush is found in what we call the Book of Exodus. It would be sometime after this event at the burning bush before Moses would begin to write. The Book of Exodus is one of five books that we refer to as the Pentateuch, penta meaning five, as in pentagon or pentagram, and teuch refers to book in the sense of scrolls. So the five-scrolled book is what is meant by Pentateuch, and these are known as the books of Moses in modern vernacular. For that reason, any of those five books are each individually a book of Moses. Those five books of Moses include Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The Jewish name for these five books of Moses is Torah. The word Torah means law and is understood to refer to the law of Moses. The Bible itself refers to the Torah or Pentateuch 22 times as the law of Moses. For that reason, we believe Moses was the author of most of what is found in these five books. It's likely that Adam, Seth, Noah, Shem, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, or some others may have had a hand in providing the original materials that Moses would use under God's guiding hand to produce the Pentateuch. Moses was the main author and kind of considered the editor-in-chief of the Torah or Pentateuch. The only exceptions to all of the above mentioned would include a few short passages added after his death, most likely by Joshua. But no matter who God used to assist Moses in the collection and writing of the books of Moses, the important factor is that God superintended the whole process. We'll discuss the inclusion of all 66 books of the Bible, and also discuss the basis for not including other books. And again, we remind you that we will provide historical information that shows that this did not happen as a result of the Roman Emperor Constantine's Council of Nicaea in 325 AD. But we close this segment by emphasizing that the Torah or Pentateuch, known as the Five Books of Moses, were completed shortly after the death of Moses and have been accepted as Holy Scripture for nearly 3,500 years by millions of believers. But it's not just a blind faith. Granted, there are some who might begin with a blind acceptance of what they're told is the Bible, but even these folks nearly always grow in their faith and knowledge of God's Word. And as they do, they learn the reasons for believing in the divine inspiration of God's Word, beginning with the books of Moses. I'm one of those people who became a Christian partially because I investigated the matter before even becoming a Christian and was pretty overwhelmed and blown away by all the evidence for the Bible as the Word of God. But most people start out maybe not knowing anything about the divine origin of Scripture, and they learn all of that later on, which if you haven't learned already, keep listening in these devotional segments about the Bible, you will learn the facts. So in our next installment, we'll begin looking at the internal and external evidence that support our belief that the five books of Moses are God's Word. Psalm 34:8 says, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him." And we will do just that as we taste test God's Word and the content of the books of Moses, and we see the fingerprints of divine inspiration on these books.